Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Can we pump it up one time because it's Friday?
Yeah.
Pump it up. And we got to pump it all the way to the West Coast with Frank, who has a special guest back in the building. What up, Frank?
Look who it is. Renee Graziano from Mob Wives.
Yeah.
Hey. Who must have had an interesting evening because she's wearing the same dress she had on yesterday.
Yes.
Story?
You
story.
Ain't right.
Well, we got big things popping. We're talking to Soledad O'Brien about the controversial OJ special she's hosting this weekend. And we sit down with Charlize Theron and the stars of their new movie, Gringo. But first, Portia, what you got?
Well, y'all, Jennifer Lawrence just did an interview with The Sun, and she opened up about her sex life. And nah, it's not as crazy as y'all would think.
What?
I know. Really? This is what she said. She said, "I'm all bark and no bite. I always talk like I want. But the truth is, when I look back at my sexual past, it's always with boyfriends. I talk like I like it, but I don't really do it. I am mostly also a germaphobe. I have made it this far without an STD. Is dangerous."
Oh,
and
wow.
That word was penis for all of you out there.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, baby.
Yeah, yes. They need to interview me then, because my sex life is fabulous. Fabulous.
And I love that you own it.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Can be dangerous if you find the right man.
You got that right.
I'm looking for some dangerous.
You need in your life.
Okay, listen, I haven't had sex since July. Okay?
Damn.
Girl.
Renee.
I'm trying a new approach.
Which is what? When, what's the approach now?
My approach is the next person I sleep with, I would like for him to remain in my life.
Oh,
yeah. That's so sweet. You killed the others?
Well, you killed
I didn't kill them. My hands are clean, baby.
Moving on, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, he is best known as half of America's favorite gay couple on Modern Family. He's the redheaded guy.
Yes.
And he recently talked to People Magazine about an interesting coming out story. He sort of had to come out because he was caught stealing gay porn.
Oh, no.
I was a freshman in high school when that happened. I went into a Hastings book in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I would occasionally, you know, slip in a gay magazine into, like, you know, a reputable publication, and then I would slip it under my shirt and I would exit the store. One year I tried a new store, and apparently their metal detectors were reset, and they took me into a back room, and I was held there, and then a police officer came and arrested me. My mom and dad had to come to the store, and they showed them the nature of the material that I was stealing, and that's sort of how I came out.
Can you imagine your parents getting the call for you shoplifting, and they find out what you were stealing, and you had to come out as a freshman in high school?
Wow. I would have tried to think of another excuse. I'd have been like, I just trying to see how to be a good friend, or I didn't realize it. Look, they were hugging on the cover. Like, I would not admit it. I'd be like,
Well, this isn't a wrestling magazine.
Moving on, the subject of equal pay and diversity in the workplace has been a really hot subject of discussion, right, y'all?
Yeah.
Well, Frances McDormand called for demanding inclusion writers in your contracts in her Oscar speech, and everybody clapped it up, right?
Yes. Yes.
Well, Michael B. Jordan is putting his money where his mouth is. He announced that all of the contracts with his production company will have inclusion writers moving forward, basically showing that if we're going to have change, then men have to get involved.
Okay.
Okay.
He barely here, and he doing that already?
Okay. Well, Susan Sarandon just did an interview with BBC Radio and shared that things have been changing for the better for a while now.
Look at the men, you know, I mean, Emma Stone went, came forward and said she got equal pay because her male stars insisted upon it and gave up something of theirs. That happened to me with Paul Newman at one point when I did a film with him ages ago. When they said it was favored nations, but they only meant the two guys. He stepped forward and said, well, I'll give you part of mine.
And y'all know the movie she's talking about, right? She's talking about Twilight, which was starring Paul Newman and Gene Hackman, and Susan herself was a lead. So when they were going to give it to both men and not even the lead actress, he stepped in and said, hey, I'll share my money.
That was big of him.
That was very big of him.
If you're, you know, cast as a star in a film, yes, maybe all the stars make the same, but is there a star that brings in more money consistently at the box office? So shouldn't that star make more than the other two stars, because really more people go to the movies to see that one star.
Not if it says favored nations on your contract.
Well, and here's the thing. The only reason that some of these male actors have the history of bringing so many people to the box office is because they're just now letting females take the lead roles and be able to have the opportunity to make the most money. So you can't count on that. If we're going to change something, let's change it across the board and say favored nations no matter who the heck you are.
All right. My God.
Oh, and you heard it, honey.
I'll sit down.
Sometimes we deserve even more than the men.
That's right.
Because
they're waiting on our love scene anyway. Because the movie wouldn't be sexy without a woman. Okay.
That gratuitous nudity needs some money.
Yes, it does.
Right. Okay. Yep.
All right, Alana, we're going to say bye for now, but I do have a question for you. If your husband could not pay his alimony, would you step in and pay it for him? Tori Spelling is, and we'll talk about that when we come back.
Yeah. That's how it works.
Yeah. Yo, get ready to give all your money away to Rihanna, baby. Because, baby, her empire is growing. Mm-hmm. And in addition to the multi-million-dollar successes of Fenty Beauty line and her Fenty Puma line, Rihanna is now going to launch her own line of lingerie.
Oh, nice.
Let me guess. It's bottoms, no tops.
You better believe it's going to say whether it's top or bottom.
Really?
Okay.
I'm automatically seeing crotchless panties.
Okay?
Yeah.
Anyway, Rihanna has teamed up with Textile Fashion Group, which is the same company that makes Kate Hudson's Fabletics activewear collection and other subscription shopping sites like Shoe Dazzle and Just Fab. And it won't be long before we can shop the collection of Rihanna.
Really?
You know what those collabs with the other companies tell me? That this is gonna be very affordable.
But it seems like she hasn't struck out on anything yet. Like everything sells, the makeup, the stuff, everything.
Yes. But will we look like Rihanna when we wear it?
Well,
because you know,
it's not gonna transform.
Rihanna could wear
that
a damn men's t-shirt and some tube socks and kill it. I wear it. I look like, girl, where is your pants?
You'd be closer to winning that prize than me. Yeah, no. It would just be like, we got on Rihanna panties.
All right.
All right, so it's time for Ticket to Skip It and opening this week. Is the long-awaited adventure fantasy family movie A Wrinkle in Time. Now, this movie is directed by one of our favorites, Miss Ava DuVernay, and it stars Oprah, Reese Witherspoon, Mindy Kaling, and newcomer Storm Reid. Check it out.
Sweet dreams are made of this.
Your father has accomplished something extraordinary. Also dangerous.
Everybody's looking for something.
He's trapped by a darkness that's actively spreading throughout the universe. And the only one who can stop it is you.
So what y'all think? Ticket or skip it?
I'm going to say ticket because this looks like one of my dreams. Like, I feel like whoever wrote this movie, she had a dream. You know how you wake up from the dream and you can't remember what it was? I feel like she wrote it down and we're seeing inside of her mind. Like, the visuals in this is amazing. I got to see it. Okay.
What about you, Brad?
I love it. I can't wait to see it. I love the big, creative, animated, like, plants and stuff flying. And, of course, Oprah.
Yeah.
You know, and this little girl looks so cute. Like, she's going to be good, I think.
Mm-hmm. Now, me and Gary both got a chance to see a sneak preview of the movie. And I can honestly say it's one of the darkest movies that Disney's ever done.
Really?
But it's good.
The only thing faster than light is the darkness.
Multi-universe theories, quantum physics, dope cast. It's definitely a movie everybody should go check out. You could definitely bring the kids to go see it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna have a great time no matter how old you are. Ticket!
I think it's great. And then I love Little Storm because, you know, she's friends with some of my friends because she's from Atlanta.
Oh,
she's from Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
So, I definitely want a ticket.
You're going to see it again?
I'm going to see it again with my little nephew.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to kidnap somebody's child and take them, too.
All right, coming up, we'll talk to Ms. Charlize Theron about her new movie, Gringo.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Now, shout out to all the stoners out there.
Whoop, whoop.
Gringo hit theaters today, and in this film, a company has developed a weed pill.
Ooh.
Yeah, but things go south when they send David Oyelowo south of the border. So we sent the homie Chewie Martinez out to hang out with the cast to talk about this hilarious film. Check it out.
Medical marijuana is already a multi-billion dollar industry. So the future is this weed pill.
I'm still not sure about this.
Harold, you're going to fly to Mexico and deliver the formula to the lab.
I know.
I've been kidnapped!
They want $5 million wired to an account.
You tell whoever's got you, there is no deal unless they come way down on the price.
What? How was it, you know, being in Mexico, filming in Mexico, and having that experience?
It was awesome, man. We had a great time there. The food was great, the crew was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am so in love with Mexican food.
Okay.
Yeah. I am a big Mexican food eater. I had several margaritas yesterday with some, some carne asada, some chips and salsa.
She said it right. Mm-hmm. You said a carne asada. Yes. You said it right.
Oh, thank you.
You didn't say
well, I have a lot of practice. I've ordered it many times.
Yo, this cat's beard. This guy's giving you a run for your money.
He is giving me a run for his money now. Look at that thing.
That's beautiful.
That is fire.
Yeah.
Whoa, look at that beard. Yes,
he gets to shine it and
my barber.
That is a work of art.
No joke. That's dope too.
This is for a role, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, you can get away with that. I can't get away with that. I'll get pulled over by the cops if I look like that. You're good, bro. You play a great tough guy.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's all acting.
Yeah, is it?
I think so.
I don't know, man.
I did come from a tough place.
Oh, okay.
You know, so I guess I saw stuff and was exposed to, like, shootouts and whatever, but nothing like, you know, a lot of proper tough guys.
Right. You're the best tough guys you see in movies are usually the nicest guys.
But that's always
played
the case.
By the nicest guys.
The jerks on screen tend to be the nicest people in real life.
Yeah.
The ones who play the sweethearts are the...
You gotta watch out for those
guys. Gotta watch out. I don't want any many names, but I've interviewed them. So, you guys... yeah.
I love this guy.
I love Chewie.
Can I say... I'll say initials.
I love honesty, Chewie.
JG. Those are her initials.
Oh, wow.
Horrible.
JG. JG. Guess. Look at
wow.
that. Just
JG.
Throw her under the bus. I love it.
It's a well-known fact that weed makes you put some crazy combinations together as far as munchies, you know, in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, can we play a game?
Yes.
Sure.
All right. It's real or fake munchies.
Got it.
Verdadero or falso munchies.
Yes.
Okay. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Veggie bark.
Veggie bark? That's fake.
Yeah, I'd say faked.
All right, good job, you guys. Good job.
All right, veggie mite.
Hey. That's good. Skittle-flavored Doritos. Charlize, go.
I think it's true.
False.
Congratulations.
Yes. I know what I'm going to make. I'm going to make some Skittle-flavored Doritos.
Yes. Let's go smoke a bowl. Garlic chocolate.
That's terrible.
Yeah, for real, that's true, right?
True.
Yeah, true. Garlic chocolate from Japan. From
really?
Japan. Wasp crackers. True or false?
That sounds racist.
What?
Are we talking the bug? Or?
We're talking the bugs, yeah, not right. white
not
Anglo-Saxon.
Not the Italians?
Yeah. Charlize?
Yes.
That's actually true, and they're from Japan.
Ah.
All right, one more, you guys, for the win.
Okay.
Pickle gumballs.
I'll eat that. Can I have some of that?
Would you
love me a pickle anything. I'll pickle a shoe and eat it. I love
no
a pickle.
No one's pickling gumballs.
I will pickle a gumball.
Yes.
It's true.
Congratulations, Charlize. You've won a 2-night stay at the Four Seasons. We're already here, so you don't have to go anywhere. Woohoo! Give it up for Charlize, you guys. Give it up. Thank you, guys.
That was funny.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
OJ Simpson's infamous If I Did It interview is finally here.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and after more than a decade of just chilling in a vault, O.J. Simpson, The Lost Confession, will air this Sunday, March 11th, in a special hosted by Soledad O'Brien. Now, Andrew Freund, talk to Soledad to get some more details.
So tell me a little bit about the special and what we're going to see.
Sure, you'll remember back in 2006, there was an interview with O.J. Simpson. It was done by the publisher, Judith Regan, and it was so controversial that the whole entire project was scuttled. 12 years later, the tapes are back, and I've had a chance to look at them now multiple times, and we're going to have a conversation where we look at that interview and with a panel of experts really dissect pieces of that interview. I mean, if you think about it, O.J. Simpson never took the stand in his trial. So many years have passed since the double murders of which he was acquitted and then found liable in a civil trial. And then, of course, he went off to prison for a different crime a year after this interview. So much time has passed, and it just seems like an appropriate time to take a look back at what happened and really analyze it with all that we know. It's really disturbing. It's one of the strangest things that I have seen.
Why did he do this interview in the first place?
Back in 2006, you might remember, he had this book coming out, and it was a way to promote the book. I think people felt that it was so inappropriate and over the top that the whole project was scuttled.
This is so bizarre.
I keep struggling for words to like answer your questions.
Do the Browns know about this? Do the Goldmans know about it? Does OJ know that it's going to air?
I don't know about OJ. I do know the Browns and the Goldmans are supportive of the project. That was very important to me. And Denise Brown actually will be with us as we're doing some of this.
So tell me about the panelists, because I know this over the set here, you're going to have a panelist. Who's going to be on that panel?
Yeah, so the panel is going to include an expert in domestic violence. It's going to include an FBI profiler. It will include members of the prosecution team. And also, really, we're just looking to kind of give context to what is a very, very strange and creepy interview. And I think we'll sort of stop it down and have the panel jump in to give us some context about it.
I know there's going to be limited commercial interruption, and there's going to be some domestic violence PSAs. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I think that's really important. I know that was something that everybody felt, domestic violence is sort of such a pervasive issue and yet also doesn't get enough coverage. So I was really proud to hear that we would be doing that.
Thank you, Soledad.
It's my pleasure. Nice to chat.
My newscaster from when I was growing up.
Oh, don't say that. You sound old. I've only been in the business like 8 minutes. What? I thought we were like college friends, you and I. That's so mean.
Apparently, Tori Spelling is footing the alimony bill for her husband. It's Dean McDermott's ex-wife, Mary Jo Eustace. She tells Us Magazine that when her son went to college, Dean was supposed to pay his rent and that the rent checks kept bouncing. So Mary Jo was about to take, Dean to court for this, but then Tori reached out and said that she would be covering the cost. Because Dean just doesn't have any money.
Okay, so if she's covering the cost for his child,
right,
that to me is perfectly fine, as he should. He's the father. But paying her, no.
Now, Mary Jo says the money was coming through steadily until about three weeks ago it stopped.
So if he's broke, he's broke. What do you want from him?
In 3 weeks, give the guy a break. Obviously, she has no job. That's why she's still getting alimony checks.
Right.
And she's bitter that he's moved on. He's married to Tori Spelling. And I know Dean. He's a wonderful guy, super nice guy, does a lot for charity. So he's out. He's taking care of all their kids, too. And he's out there doing charity work. And she's complaining because she didn't get her check. Get a job, Eustace.
Oh, get another husband.
Yeah, get another husband. Marry somebody else. But would you cover
First of all, I wouldn't do nothing for my ex-husband. He's a rat bastard. Nothing. Nothing.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.